Yo, what's good? What is up? How are you guys? I missed you guys. Yeah, I took a day off yesterday, and I didn't take a day off. You know what happened is that I came home. I had everything laid out. I was about like maybe just couple minutes from hitting the record button, and I don't know. I just didn't. Something came over me like, yo, just take this day, stretch your legs out. Know what I mean? And just rest. Like, I felt like I was forcing it. Yeah, it kind of felt like I was forcing it. Know what I mean? And this is supposed to be something that's relaxing to me, and the minute I feel like it's fucking work, then I need to step away. You know what I mean? I need to back away from that. And we all have some things that become like, we let them become a tediousness in our lives when really they are not even really a priority. You know what I mean? The show is a priority, but when it seems like I'm working and I'm not just having fun with it, then it's time for me to like, yeah. So, no, I sat. I mean, I got situated, got comfortable. You know, had me a nice sip, and I found a show to watch. Oh my God, I found a show because I'm caught up on everything that interests me. So. Yeah, I'm doing Watchmen with Regina King. She plays a hell of a role. Goodness gracious. And what's fascinating is that I seen the Watchmen movie years ago. Know what I mean? And it's nothing like this. This shit right here should have been the movie. Know what I mean? But this and I might do like a spoiler. I might do a spoiler or two. Don't be too upset with me. I mean, but this is set 30 years after the Watchmen movie, 30 years into the future. So it's like, yeah. So I want to suppose that because it's just season one, I want to suppose that all the original Watchmen are dead except for probably Dr. Manhattan, because you know he's like I don't know, he's like God or whatever. He's like the whatever. He's the God type in the storyline, in the Watchmen storyline. You know what I mean? So and if you follow me on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter and you listen to the show, then you know I already spoiled it for you. But there's this scene in the beginning of an episode where it's this boy and this girl. They're like teenagers, right? They're in a carnival or a circus, whatever. They go to the fun house. I mean, and this is just like, yo, I'm giving you the type of story that they're telling here, because it's just fucking, it's amazing how they mix real life issues and then they just take it to something that's weird as hell. Like, yeah. So the boy and the girl in the fun house, the girl is kind of like poking fun at him, like, yeah, like, oh, so you're a virgin. You never slept with a boy. And you know, teenage boys like, oh, like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I've done it before. He never done it before. I mean, like, so she's like, just relax. Like, something along those lines, like, oh, you're a virgin. Just relax. You know what I mean? And she has him stripped down, right? Which I've never, especially in a fun house. You know what I mean? So she strips down. So he strips down. She even has him take off his his underwears, and he got superheroes on. We call them dun-dun-duns. They're the all white motherfucking briefs. And back then they had the blue and yellow band, the blue and yellow band, the white. It'll be like white, blue, white, yellow on the bands of the fucking briefs. We call them dun-dun-duns, superheroes. I mean, she gets him naked and bends down like she's about to blow him. You know what I mean? And he's like, yo, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. No, it's not happening, because she grabs all of his clothes, makes a joke about his underwear, runs off, and leaves him in the fun house ass naked. Yo, when I tell you, I laughed so hard at that scene, yo. I laughed so hard at that scene. Oh my God, yo. Then, okay. That's just like human behavior. What the hell is this? Like, that's girls playing pranks, girls being assholes, and boys just being stupid and being too trusting. It's human. It's fucked up, but it happens. So while the boys in the fun house, right? There seems to be something of an earthquake. It shakes the building. I mean, so the earthquake is over, and the earthquake is over, so he dashes out ass naked and tries to see if he could catch the girl and try to get his clothes back, and comes out to find her dead body. And yeah, she's dead with her clothes clutched in her hand. And then it cuts to a scene where I think they said like 3 million people died. So people all over New York City were dead. You know what I mean? And him being in the fun house, that happening to him, and him not coming out when she came out directly behind her, is probably what saved his life. What happened, you asked, is that a dimensional portal opened and a giant squid with psychic powers fell on the city. Yeah, a giant squid. And it let off a psychic blast that killed everybody in the radius of fucking New in the city. I mean, so yeah, that is the spectrum of what you're dealing with this fucking show. And it is fucking amazing. Like, I definitely recommend it if you're into I definitely recommend it if you're into like stories. Like, that is a story for real. But yeah, whoa, I like that shit. Yeah, I'll take a sip. I gotta get up early tomorrow. I don't want to get up early tomorrow. I mean, I gotta get up early every day, but I gotta get up especially early. Salute. I mean, let me sleep an extra hour. I mean, you hit me with all these. Who said I wanted to be a grown man tomorrow with responsibilities? Don't you just wish you could just flick the switch and just go back to being like to the point where you can be irresponsible and have no consequences? Don't you miss those days? Say, ooh, I can't wait till I'm grown. Now you're grown and you want to be young. The irony, the irony. I got some stories. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna do this one first because this is a problem. Even COVID is a problem, but this is a problem. You know what I mean? And Texas enabled the worst. This is NBC News. Texas enabled the worst carbon monoxide poisoning catastrophe in recent U.S. history. And here's what happened: was that, in a nutshell, because the story is fucking huge. This is back when Texas the power was knocked out. So basically, people were doing They were doing basically anything they could, dangerous things, to keep warm, because it was to the point where if you don't such and such, you can get hypothermia, you can die, your family will like freeze to death, and that is horrible. You know what I mean? That's just like, that's just something that should, in this day and age, in 2021, shit, in this day and age, just in the 2000s period, that the power grid should not be so delicate that like so many people are in danger because the power goes out and they don't have any heat. Like, there should be fail safes against that. That should be something that never fucking happens. So basically, Chilemo Bekele woke on Monday morning, the townhouse he shared with his wife and two children were cold. Now, I mean, they bundled up in extra layers. It was cold. A winter storm swept across Texas. You know the story. Now, I mean, said it was beautiful. I'm pretty sure some parts of Texas don't get a lot of snow. Maybe. Now, I mean, Kelly recalled thinking ahead, thinking as he headed outside, the snap photos of his two children, which, yeah, said it was their first snow, the kids 7 and 8. Now, I mean, they go back inside, and he has to go find out if he goes going to work. I mean, his wife, Itinesh Mesha, made a fateful decision, one repeated by scores of Texas residents who lost electricity that week. Desperate to warm up, she went into the attached garage and turned the key to start the car. Yeah, that started it. Now, I mean, it provided power to run the car's heater, charge her phone, and while she talked to a friend in Colorado at the same time, filling her garage at home with poisonous gas, right? And carbon monoxide is an odorless, it's colorless, it's an odorless, colorless gas. So, you might smell the exhaust from the car, but you can't tell the carbon monoxide that it's rising to a level where it could possibly kill you or poison you. I mean, when you get carbon monoxide, when you get it at a level, at a certain level, if you fall asleep on it, you can just not wake up. Like, you'll never smell it, you'll never know that it's in the apartment with you. Now, I mean, like, they said there in that part of Texas, yeah, they said none was required under local or state law. But here in New Jersey, I don't know, but especially in apartment buildings, that's part of the code. I mean, that's part of the code is that, like, yo, they not clearing you unless you got a smoke detector and a carbon monoxide. I got one right here. I mean, I got one right here. Like, yeah, they not clearing shit unless you got those two. I mean, well, yeah. But Kelly went back inside 30 minutes later. Yo, that's too long to just have your car running. Like, but see, when you're using the car to heat the house, like, I can't, like, I mean, he found Mersha. So yeah, he found his wife slumped over in a driver's seat, poisoned by the fumes flowing from the car's tailpipe. Confused, he shook her, called her name. Still on the line, a friend in Colorado want to know what happened. Like, yo, what's going on? Not knowing what else to do, Bekele, a devout Christian, ran and grabbed holy water from inside and splashed it on his wife's face. I mean, like, yo, like, I guess I can say that it worked, because I guess it brought her back around, like it brought her back to consciousness, maybe. That's when she vomited. She started for heat, suddenly started to feel ill himself. He wondered if they all been sickened by the eggs he made for breakfast. No. How in this day and age we don't know about carbon monoxide? But and it's not his fault. I swear, yo, I swear that, yo, it's not, it's a cautionary tale. That's what it is. But yeah, like, yo, it's a cautionary tale for a family that was just trying to stay warm in a situation where that shouldn't even have been a situation at all. Know what I mean? He sent the kids into Gramps' house to clean up the mother before they could return. Both children collapsed on the floor inside. Yeah, it's all in the house. He fainted, landed on the garage's concrete floor as the car continued to run. I don't know if they say that they passed away. I don't want to know. I would like to think that, but I don't know. In a case like that, I think the first thing you would do is open the door. Open the windows, ventilate. I mean, ventilate, I would think. Now, I mean, but hearing about like risk, yo, this story is like, yo, just one of a lot from this article alone that they was risking hypothermia or improvised to keep warm. Said people was bringing charcoal grills inside or running cars in enclosed spaces. Know what I mean? Or either unaware of the dangers or too cold to think rationally. Know what I mean? Like, yo, oh God. In their desperation, thousands of Texans unwittingly released deadly gases into home and apartments. In many cases, were not equipped with potentially life-saving carbon monoxide alarms, which is standard here in Jersey. Like, yo, you gotta have that. You know what I mean? Like, look. According to a retired doctor, Neil Hampson, a retired doctor who spent more than 30 years, goddamn, at least 11 deaths have been confirmed and more than 1,400 people sought care at emergency rooms and urgent care clinics for carbon monoxide poisoning during the week-long Texas outage, just 400 shy of the total for 2020. God damn. Children made up 42% of the cases. That is scary. The totals don't include residents who were poisoned but did not seek care, or those who were treated at hospitals or urgent care clinics. Know what I mean, Black, Hispanic, and Asian Texans suffered a disproportionate share of the carbon monoxide poisonings, ProPublica. And I would think because I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Those groups accounted for 72% of the poisonings. God damn. God damn. Over the past two decades, vast majority of states have implemented laws or regulations requiring carbon monoxide alarms in private residence. I'm telling you, man. Like, yeah, man. Like, yo, temperatures plunged into the single digits. Nearly 4.5 million Texas homes and businesses lost power at the peak of the storm, and more than 150 people died, many of them frozen in their homes. That's sad. I'm done with the story. Let's get this. Oh, no. Yo, that is sad, man. Like, yo, this shouldn't happen. Nah, man, like, this shouldn't happen. Yo, when Sandy hit, this particular part of town right here, like, yo, we was I was without power at my place for like, I don't know, maybe day and a half, 2 days tops. Some places were longer, you know what I mean? But they immediately got out there and started getting that shit together, because you don't know, if you got people that live in houses where they're on like respirators or they're on like some type of electronic device, people could die for that shit, man. Like, wow. Yeah, for that, I'll take a swing. When you don't know what to do, you know what I mean? Like, when you don't know what to do, and like those blankets only go so far, and you gotta make a decision for your whole family. I don't wish that on nobody. Like, nah. In a situation like that, where and you're just not prepared. You know what I mean? Like, you're just not prepared. Who knew? Like, it's Texas. We're gonna have a snowstorm. Like, who thought it would be that bad? I can imagine how people would think that. But I'm pretty sure some parts of Texas get cold. What the hell do I know? Shit. Next story. Delete that? Yo, these motherfuckers be getting them. Yo, three more plead guilty in multi-state bank fraud scheme. This Newark, New Jersey, Brick City, baby. Shout out, New Jersey. Prosecutors announced more three guilty pleas. Oh, they fucking, motherfuckers copping out. I think I did this story. The three from New York, Ohio, and New Jersey pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud and face sentencing in September. That is a rough. You can't beat conspiracy because you can't prove that you didn't know what was going on. Conspiracy means that you knew what was going on and you did nothing to alert the authorities to stop it. I mean, that's conspiracy, and that is a very hard charge to beat. How can you prove that you didn't know? I mean, all they gotta do is link everybody. All they gotta do is link all your co-defendants to you. Know what I mean? And prove that y'all associated on a few times and that y'all kept in touch with each other and shit like that. And that's pretty much the case right there. Conspiracy, man. I mean, face sentencing in September. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Newark, the trio and others scammed the banks and electric merchant processors by creating sham companies and using them to issue checks to other shell companies. Wow. Companies associated with the scheme without the funds to back them up. Pardon me. So they're just like, there's money in the system, know what I mean? But and there is no money. They also allegedly use ATMs and bank tellers to withdraw money before the banks and merchant processors could recognize the money in their accounts was the result of fraudulent transactions. It's a very intelligent scam. It's straight out of a fucking movie. I mean, it's a very intelligent scam. The scheme caused losses of approximately $3.5 million to entities in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and Michigan, according to the prosecutors. Oh, knock it off. The banks get the money right the fuck back. Knock it the fuck off. You know what we do when it's too much money in circulation, when the country has too much money in circulation, know what I mean? They take old bills and they burn it. Know what I mean? With people out, it's a guy that I walk past sleeping under the bridge. And when we get a surplus of cash to keep the economy in check, know what I mean? We fucking burn the fucking money. Know what I mean? So you can't sit here and tell me that, oh, don't cry about this. They got you. You weren't smart enough to catch them, and they got you. Know what I mean? You caught them in the end. Know what I mean? But stop it. Know what I mean? Erm Ayaz, 36, of Brooklyn, New York, pleaded guilty by video conference. I hope he wasn't giving anybody a butt shot when they did it. That's from the story I did last week or so, when the nurse had a video court and she was giving somebody ass injections in front of the court. That shit was fucking hilarious. 32-year-old Saeed Abbas of Westerville, Ohio, and 35-year-old Habib Majid of North Brunswick. Yo, like my neighbor. Shit, like I'm right down the street from him. Like, you know what I mean? Right up the street. No, that's North. Okay. or others connected to the scheme have previously pleaded guilty. They got you. Come on. Know what I mean? The system is so fucking greedy that all it sees is that a lot of money is moving around. Know what I mean? So, yeah. It's just so greedy. It's meant to be greedy. So, they caught you before you could catch them. But you caught them in the end, so. And you're gonna get whoever got fucked over is gonna get the fucking money back. So, I mean, don't cry, don't cry. Yeah, shit, man, $3.5 million, and all you're doing is funneling money through shell companies, which I'm pretty sure is done daily. But yeah, so what they said they had to get the money before they before the bank caught that shit. You know what I mean? So you, I don't know, man. Wow. It's a hell of a scam. I'm not saying I would have liked to be in a part of it, but I understand. Oh shit. For that, you know what? I'll take a sip. It's a victimless crime. Like, how much time could they possibly give you? And if you're smart, you squirrel some cash away, because cash is the hardest thing to track. You know what I mean? So yeah, they caught them because the electronic transfers. You know what I mean? They like so if I was any of them, I would have put like a nice chunk aside for when I came home, because like cash is the hardest thing to track. Yeah, what was this, like a year or two ago? That an armored truck had fucking the doors had flew open on the fucking highway, and there was money everywhere. Yo, yeah, and I think some people gave it away. Some people turned the money, turned whatever they found in, but they didn't get all that money back. And you know what? I don't think they could do. They can't do shit about it. You know what I mean? You fired the idiot that didn't make sure that the doors was locked. You know what I mean? It was an amount where whoever was supervising the operations that at that particular time, that you sit them in fucking you sit them in front of the press and make them explain what happened and make them look stupid and sorry for himself. And then, like a week later, you fire him. You know what I mean? Like, that's all you could do. I'm not sure, but I don't even think there's a crime. Like, I'm not sure. Don't go, if this shit happens, you know what I mean? Don't get locked up. But if something like that happens, that the money just flies out, you know what I mean? Like, that's a freak accident, you know what I mean? And you find a fucking $3,000 and you keep that shit. Where's the fucking crime? You didn't steal anything, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't steal it. You didn't rob anything. You didn't rob an armored truck, you know what I mean? And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That sounds like something they were trying to get your ass locked up for if they caught you. But how they gonna catch you if they can't track the cash? See? You know what I mean? Like, I like that one. Let's delete this. Next story. Yeah, some people are just fucking like, yo. Some people are just fucking scumbags. This is Eyewitness News. Search on for porch pirate who stole man's cancer medication. Come on, man. That's what you see? You see a package. Yo, we get shit that get delivered here. Yo, I gotta get shit delivered to my job. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm there more than I'm here. And if it gets delivered here and they don't put it directly in front of my door, which it's more than likely not going to happen, they're going to leave it in the lobby. When I come home, it's going to say it was delivered, but it's not going to be there. That's how people are. People will steal the stink off of shit if you leave it out for too long. I mean, you steal somebody cancer medication. Like, what are you getting out of that, man? Like, I mean, you was better off, like, once you found out what it was, you would have been better off, like, just, oh, my bad, man. And just, you ain't even gotta say nothing. Just put the shit back. You know what I mean? Like, you snuck and stole it. You can sneak and put the shit back. That's somebody's cancer medication, you piece of shit. A porch pirate was captured on camera. I didn't call him on camera, dummy. I mean, a porch pirate was captured on camera stealing vital medication for a cancer patient in New Jersey. I mean, what was this? I mean, like, my page won't freeze now. You know what I mean? Like, well, my page won't freeze. Stop that. That's my phone in the back. That's my Nokia in the back going off loud. Yeah, Justin Fairhurst recently moved to the area just to get specialized treatment, but on March 20th, Ring video captured a thief stealing his packages. I lost some important medication for my treatment, Fairhurst said. There were some time-sensitive things that I needed. Yeah. Every victim of package theft is a victim. But this time that thief also stole costly hours from Fairhurst and further threatened his health. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with these people, man? Yeah, one of those boxes contained medicine that is helping him fight a rare and deadly cancer called acute lymphoblastic leukemia. It's a disease of the blood, not only of the blood, and where the blood is not only of the blood, and wow, what the hell? My laptop hacker. What is this? Files? You doing this to me, Files? I mean, it's a disease of the blood, not only of the blood, and where the blood is manufactured, my bone marrow, Fairhurst said. Fairhurst and his girlfriend moved from Miami to Jersey City to be closer to Sloan Kettering. Okay. I mean, he is my life. He is my best friend. Oh, it's important. Yo, to have somebody, yo, I can't imagine to, like, yo, to be going through that and have somebody that's, like, willing to stick with you. Know what I mean? And make sure you're good. Know what I mean? That loves you enough to, like, help you see that shit through. That's a hell of a motherfucking feeling, bro. Like, yeah, man. You know what I mean? She started a GoFundMe page to help pay his medical and prescription bills. Yeah. Being a young working couple in this type of neighborhood to have something stolen that means so much to his life-saving treatment. Yeah, it's not a fucking Amazon package, man. Like, yo, for real. Like, it's not an Amazon package that just got, like, fucking, like, I don't know, something stupid in it. Police have not identified the suspect, but he is described as a man about 5'10 and 180 pounds. That's like everybody. Yo, that day he was wearing red and black sweats. And if he's stealing medication, he's probably still wearing them. He probably got aboard. He probably haven't taken them off a day since the shit happened. Take them off, they'll stand up in the corner by themselves. After the theft, the suspect returned and left the empty boxes. Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Come on. He said he returned and left the empty boxes. Like, this is medication that you can't even get. Like, this is not like Xanax or fucking Oxys or something, or fucking, like, yeah, like, this is fucking, like, this is legit medical, like, oh, man, bro. I mean, I feel, yo, that's horrible, man. Like, yo, I hope they catch that motherfucker, yo. I really do. You know what I mean? Because, yo, that's fucking sad. I mean, and speaking of packages, I mean, the people from Magic the Gathering sent me another set of I already ordered one set. I got it like a month and a half, 2 months ago. Now, I mean, I ordered a set of cards or paintings. They made a set of cards that were based on the paintings of Bob Ross. I mean, I mean, and they're cool. They're foil and they're just beautiful cards. I mean, I haven't even opened it. I haven't even put my fingers on them yet. That's how beautiful they are. But through some type of, I don't know, they sent me a second package of the same set of cards. Yeah, so my boss calls me in the office today. He's like, "Yo, Avery, UPS just left you a package." I mean, I'm like, yeah, because yo, I'm telling you, I get shit sent to my job because of the type of shit like this. I mean, I go in the office, I ain't order nothing. I'm not expecting nothing. They're like, yo, well, yo, I'm looking at the package, like I don't even want to open the shit. It might be some like fucking some anthrax. It might be something. It might be something like fucked up. I mean, I ain't ordered. Yo, immediately, yo, I thought I just got something fucked up that I didn't order. I mean, and it was the card. So I got another set of Magic the Gathering. Happy little, I forget what it is. Like the shit that Bob Ross used to say, happy little trees and all that stuff like that. So yeah, now that's the set that I might sell, because whatever I bought those cards for at the time, like late last year, and I didn't get them until like March. I copped them in like December. I pre-ordered them, and I didn't get them till like fucking like March. I mean, whatever I paid them for has almost doubled. It almost doubled. I mean, people on eBay are offering, I might flip those cards. I mean, but yeah, man, and first off, nah, let's keep it a buck. Nah, man, if you got somebody delivering your life-saving cancer medic, first off, the guy that stole it is a fucking scumbag. I mean, I hope he fucking like, yeah, I hope he gets whatever's coming to him. But that type of medication should be made sure that it's put in the hands of a fucking resident. Now I mean, it should not be left on the porch. I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, if you deliver a medication, I mean, you're not just gonna fucking do like an Amazon driver. Throw it up against the door and take a picture and ride off. Now, I mean, this is not like a this is more important than that. Now, I mean, you hit that doorbell. Now, I mean, you have contact information. You call somebody. Now, I mean, you make sure that whoever did yeah, that somebody comes to the door and takes that goddamn fucking medication. Now, I mean, this ain't I mean, yeah, that could have been avoided. It was an avoidable mishap. I mean, but I hope they worked that shit out. Motherfuckers stealing. Oh, I hate a thief, yo. I can't. God, I'll take a shot for that. I hate a thief. God, I hate a thief. Yeah, man. I try to keep people, if I know they got a tendency to steal, I keep them as far away from me as I possibly can. And I say nothing. Yo, how you doing? Yo, I'm fucked up, man. I mean, yo, how you been, bro? Yo, all right, hey, man, I'm hanging in there. You know what I mean? I never tell them I'm doing good. I'm okay, man. You know, the farm went under, but The farm. I had to sell the farm. But yo, you live in the middle of New Brunswick. Hey man, things happen, bro. I mean, fucked up, man. Like, yeah, man, shit. That reminds me of the dude that fucking, like, every time, hey, I get off work, you're no stranger to this one right here. I mean, yo, I get off work and fucking, and dude, he see me. He know I'm not gonna fucking, like, because you've been out all day, you know what I mean? You get a dollar from, like, fucking, like, 10 people, and you could get 10 beers with that shit. I don't know what the fuck, like, I mean, me, I'm getting off work. I just want to get me a cold one, come home, talk to you guys, and relax. I mean, and get ready for tomorrow. I mean, but this one's like, yo, got some change, and I started hitting on, yo, man, damn, change is all I got. I mean, you shut him down. It's like, damn, change is all I got. I mean, like, you asking me for change, I ain't even, shit, I ain't even went in the store yet. You trying to hit me? I mean, like, what the fuck? Game recognized game. Shit. Fucking around. All right. Let's get this shit off my page. Fucking dirtbag stealing people medications. I mean, next story. Oh, yeah. Egyptian archaeologists unearthed 5,000-year-old tombs near the Nile River. How many did they find? That's what I want to get into the story and find out how many they find. See, what the problem with that part of with that part of the country is that if you knew it or not, when they found the Sphinx, I mean, it was like, I think it was like buried all the way up to the head. They thought it was just up to the fucking, like, with sand. They thought it was just the head of a fucking statue. I think that's how it went. You know what I mean? And like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, basically, what happens is that the fucking sand ends up, especially when you got civilizations that's been, like, gone for so long. And there's nothing there like to maintain it. Well, I don't know what they're gonna do about fucking sand, but fucking like, yo, so it's, I think it's almost impossible to know actually how many tombs and how many, like, yeah, it's impossible to know what's up under all that fucking sand. I mean, it's just showing us what it wants to show us right now. Like, yeah, that's crazy, right? I mean, yeah, that's fucking crazy. I mean, yeah, I want to know how many they found. Stop fucking with me. Is this you, Files? Or is this just my laptop letting me know that it needs to go in the fucking dumpster? I mean, like, yeah, because that can be. Yeah, that can be negotiated also. I mean, don't fuck with me while I'm doing the podcast. The tomb's over 5,000 years old and were reported, discovered where the, God damn, where the Nile River drains into the Mediterranean Sea. The Jerusalem Post reported. An excavation team was working in Dakalia. Yeah, that was my first try. It's not going to be an excellent. In the Dakhla province, well, there was an excellent. Okay, I'm sorry. Province where the graves were unearthed from two different eras. 68 tombs were from 3300 BC to the Buto period, and five were from around 1300 BC. During the Nakata, the third period. Wow. Wow. This is an extremely interesting cemetery. It was a cemetery. It was a cemetery. It wasn't I thought it was like pyramids and shit, like, but tombs is just as interesting. 37 of the 110 tombs are from the Hyksos periods, or the Hyksos period when Palestinian immigrants traveled to Egypt during the 18th century BC. Some of the Buto tombs were found with human remains in a squatting position, while tombs from the Nakata period had cylindrical and pear-shaped vessels. The Jerusalem Post corpses in the Hyksos tombs were lying in an extended position with their head facing west. The mission also uncovered ovens, stones, the remains of mud brick foundations, pottery vessels, along with amulets and scarabs, some of which were made of semi-precious stones. This is fascinating to me because even then we were showing signs of like ingenuity and a belief system. I mean, like they just said, everybody, all the heads were facing west. I mean, like, yeah, it's a be they had a belief system even back then. I mean, like, yo, wow. Oh, they got pictures too, but I'm not gonna look at the pictures. I might come back for that. Yeah, I'll bookmark that. Yeah. And I might share them with y'all on my Twitter page because I fucking love you guys. Yes. I mean, like, yo, let's take a shot for the fucking ancient Egyptians. I mean, let's take a shot for the ancient Egyptians. Yo, things happen like, yo, these civilizations, it's like they move on, they migrate, or they die, and it's just so much we don't know because how much was actually passed down, how much we actually know is like it's a fraction of probably a story of the shit that actually happened in these areas where they were ancient civilizations. I mean, because in some cases, like I said, they had to migrate, or war came, and the village or whatever, or that civilization was like a civ was gobbled up by another civilization that ate it up, and just like all their books and all their whatever, everything, all their information was born, was like burned or something or destroyed. Like the saying, like the victor writes the story. I mean, so it's things like, but I really believe that we have no idea what's buried under that fucking sand, all that fucking sand. I mean, where those pyramids and shit are, it's like, I don't know, like just the Sahara period. Like if we could just like find a way to like remove all that goddamn sand, or I don't know, which will never happen. I mean, like time will reveal it to us in its own, like in its own time. I mean, but just think about the shit that we don't know that would have been passed down. I mean, these stories or whatever, or things we would have learned about these civilizations that are like long gone, right? I mean, that was an interesting story, and I might, yeah, I'm gonna keep track of that. Because I want to see how that, see if they find any, what else they find. Moving along. I'm having a good time. Yes. Amen. I didn't put this in the show. Amen. But, best wishes go out to the girl in New York as like an 8-year-old girl that had to jump out the window of a fire apartment building in the Bronx. I mean, like, yeah, best wishes go out to her and her family. I just didn't include it in the story. I just didn't include it in the show. I mean, but I know. I mean, like, yeah, I know. Next up. Yo, this is fucking crazy. Like, nah, man. Yo, fine. Long Island man gets 20 to life for stabbing camp director 150 times. Pair met on dating app. See, that's why I don't meet you fucking psychos. I mean, y'all look good. And I met a couple women online. I mean, off, not off a dating app, like not a dating app, but just like online, like from like social media and shit. I met a couple people. I mean, and I've had some experiences. Okay, give you one. I mean, give you a bad one. Okay, on an online app, I'm young. But I'm still grown. Now, I mean, I'm young, but I'm still grown. So fucking girl from Long Island, yeah. Now, I mean, we agreed to like, yo, I agree to come out there to see her. Bad idea. I mean, like, which is always a bad idea. I would rather have a girl come see me because I know in my heart that the worst thing that's gonna happen is that I'm gonna turn her ass back around and send her back where she came from before any harm comes to her. I'm not gonna let anything happen to her. But when you're going out to like places like you don't know where the fuck, like what the fuck, like yeah, I'm not. But I get to the first off, I get off. I'm not gonna say the town. Fuck it, it was Wyandanch, Long Island. A one train track fucking town. I don't know if they built that shit up by now. A one train track town with barely any street lights. I get off the motherfucking train and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna fucking die. I mean, this is the fucking boonies. I mean, like, I expect, like, yeah, it's New York. Yeah, bright lights, big city. I mean, yeah. Young, I'm grown, but not necessarily smart. So I get to the girl's house and, like, yo, I go get like a fucking, like, I find a fucking way to get a six pack of fucking Heinekens. And I'm at the chick's house and we're watching something. And I remember I had a North Face. And I'm like, yo, let me put these Heinekens in your fridge. You know what I mean? So they don't start getting all like sweaty and nasty and shit. You know what I mean? And she like, yeah. And she take me to her kitchen and she turns the fucking lights on. And there was so many roaches. Oh my God, yo. There were so many roaches in this girl's kitchen. And she had a nerve to have an empty pizza box on the fucking table. Like, yo, what made you think that I would be okay with this? What type of niggas do you have come over your house that you think this would be fucking suitable to have them around? Yo, like, yo, I stuck there for, I stuck there for like, I called a cab. I didn't even take my jacket off. After that, I didn't take nothing off. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I stuck there for, I was like, well, you know, I got a long ride back to New Jersey because I caught the train. I mean, and maybe I should get back, be getting back before the train stop running, and I'll be all fucked up. I mean, and yeah, I called a cab. Yeah, I called a cab and waiting for a cab on a Sunday, and fucking Wyandanch, Long Island took too long, took long as fuck. You know what I mean? She was embarrassed, because she tried to play the first card. Like, she tried to hit me first the next day. Like, yo, don't text me no more. I mean, I'm like, yo, like, I wasn't gonna text you anyway. Like, yo, like, but I wasn't gonna be nasty and fucking bring up that your house, like, got, like, is infested with roaches to the point where y'all shouldn't even be living there. Know what I mean? So, yeah, watching you meet online. Yeah, there's my story. Really? Yeah. Wow. Yo, took the fucking Heinekens. I mean, and was drinking them shits in between the fucking train cars on the fucking train on the way back to motherfucking on the way back to because yo, you gotta go to Penn Station. First, I caught two trains from New Brunswick to New York, Penn Station. Now, man, that's a direct line. Then you gotta catch the LI double R. Now, man, and you gotta get that. I took a trip because I thought it was worth it. It was not worth it. Yeah, it wasn't worth it. And fuck it. Yeah, you gotta catch. So that's two trips. And fuck, I'll be damned if the fucking the train from New Brunswick to Penn Station was not as long as the trip from Penn Station on the LI double R to fucking Wynedance. So I'm really out in the middle of nowhere. Two trains out in the middle of nowhere. I got another story for y'all too, for a different time when I was upstate New York, fucking about. But now me, a Long Island man has been sentenced to 20 years. That was a good story. That was a good one. But that was this one. But yeah, 20 years of life in prison for the 2019 murder of a man who worked as a director at a camp for children with autism. Come on, man. Ryan Lindquist of Massapequa pleaded guilty to second-degree murder on March 3rd and was sentenced Wednesday. I mean, this defendant brutally murdered Evan Grabowski, stabbing him more than 150 times. I mean, wow. What, yo? And, hold on, I gotta process this. How do you have so much rage that you stab somebody 150 times when after like 10 or 20, your fucking hand is tired? Now, I mean, or your hand has slipped. Now, I mean, and you fucking end up cutting yourself. Was it with a knife? Like, what the fuck? And today's sentence ensures he will no longer pose a threat to the people of Nassau County. God damn. Mr. Grabowski dedicated his life to helping autistic children, and we extend our deepest condolences to his family and friends as they continue to mourn his tragic loss. That is fucked up, man. Now, I mean, in 2000, said the pair had known each other for 2 years and met on a dating app. Come on, man. Found stabbed to death June 1st, 2019. Stabbed more than 150 times. It was found lying naked and face down on an entry platform on their American home. God damn, man. Yo, people ain't supposed. People that do that type of work. Nah, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, people that just got it in their heart to help, like, to help people. I mean, like, they shouldn't go out like that, man. Like, that's a fucked up way to go out. Upon reviewing Grabowski's laptop, investigators found that he and Lindquist were in the home together immediately before the murder. I mean, Singers notes that 2 weeks after the attack, police conducted a search of Lindquist's home and uncovered a knife, which was presumably used in the murder. Forensic analysis of the weapon later found DNA on it belonging to the victim. It's hard to not get caught nowadays. Like, yo, you better, I'm telling you, bro. Like, you know what I mean? There's some shits that go unsolved, but with like DNA and all that shit like that, and a lot of people with this social media, bro, like, yo, like they looking at your laptop, they could pull up all your records. I mean, like, yeah, I'm glad they caught that man and got justice. I mean, because that was just brutal. 150, yeah, god damn. You look at this dude's fucking eyes, they're stone cold, man. Like, he looks like he would have did that, and then the next day he would have met up with somebody else and stabbed them another 150 times. He looks like he's capable. Scary shit, man. Goodness gracious. Fuck, man. this shit off my page. That shit is fucking scary. Cautionary tale. Nah, man, it's a cautionary tale. Watch when you meet online. Yo, a motherfucker talked to you for 2 years online and fucking like, and just be having that in his heart the whole time. Nah, man, to do that to you. Yo, that shit is crazy. I mean, you know how people, they, yeah. People crazy, man. The psychology of people. Like, yo, this shit's stupid. Bombshell letter. Gets paid for sex with minor. Wingman. Wingman says. Know what I mean? Like, I hope I'm fucking reading it as fucking Wingman, like your homeboy. And Wingman, not his last name. But, yeah, Matt Gaetz, he was already in the crosshairs for, I think, for either this or something else. He just fucked. Paid for sex with multiple women, as well as a girl who was 17 at the time. Yo, all these fucking politicians do that shit, man. It's about fucking like, yo, all these politicians do that shit. You cannot convince me. You know what I mean? It's more who do it than more who don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But the motherfuckers that get caught always got somebody with them. I don't need no co-defendants, motherfucker. Because you're going to turn on me. You're going to tell on me. You know what I mean? You're going to tell on me. And no, please don't pay for sex with a minor. You know what I mean? Don't. Please don't. You know what I mean? Like, don't. But, like, yeah, if I'm gonna do dirt with a fucking hooker of age, nobody's going to be around me. I mean, or I'll have like a fucking a goon of a fucking bodyguard. Know what I mean? A fucking bulldog. Fucking just take all the fucking phones. Take your phone, take my phone. Know what I mean? And we'll go to fucking somewhere and get it on and it'll be off the record. I don't know. I can't tell politicians how to fucking how to solicit. As you can tell, I have no experience in that field. Yo, but they all do it. I mean, it's like they all do it on more than one occasion. See, this is fucked up. I mean, this individual was involved in sexual activities with several of the other girls, the congressman from Florida's first congressional district, and myself. Greenberg wrote in a reference, and he just told on himself. He wrote on, like, yo, motherfuckers come clean. Like, yo, I don't get how. I mean, like, yo, bro, I'm married. I mean, you married. We got these motherfucking hookers. I mean, like, yo, we taking this shit to the grave. We taking this shit to the grave. Know what I mean? Like, yo, they motherfucking tell. You know what I think? It be motherfuckers on other people find out and they put pressure. Know what I mean? And it's like, and it's just easier to come clean rather than to fucking just like keep getting extorted or blackmailed or whatever. Yeah, from time to time, in reference to the 17-year-old, Jesus Christ. From time to time, gas money or gifts, rent or partial tuition payments were made to several of these girls, including the individual who was not yet 18. Come on. I did see the acts occur firsthand in Venmo transactions. This is where you fuck up at, because pay everything fucking cash. I mean, like, you can't track cash. I mean, and I'm not telling, this is not right. I can't stress enough that what's happening here in this fucking article is not right. The letter, but it happens. I mean, the letter, which the Daily Beast recently obtained, was written after Greenberg asked Roger Stone to help him secure a pardon from the then president down. See, he's trying to save his own ass. He's trying to jump in front of the fucking shit. I mean, like, God, in the late 2020, Greenberg was out of jail and in communications with stolen a series of private messages between the two. Also shows a number of exchanges. God damn. If I get you 200, what? However, Greenberg appears to have taken screenshots of a number of their conversations. Oh my God. God damn. He said, if I get you 250K in Bitcoin, would that help, or is this not a financial man matter? Greenberg broke the stone. He trying to get the fuck out of this shit. I understand all of this and have taken it into consideration. Stone replied, basically, fuck you. I will know more in the next 24 hours, and I can't push too hard because of the nonsense surrounding pardons. Now, Ben, I hope you are prepared to wire me 250,000 because I'm feeling confident. Yeah, these motherfuckers is all just like they're fucking blackmailing each other. They're doing hard. What? These are the people that's running this fucking country? This is like, yo, this is some shit that you expect to see in the fucking like I don't know, like. This is some slum shit. Like, I don't know. Like, these are the motherfuckers that's in charge of our fucking country. I mean, and it's not just one. This is not just a one person. I mean, this has been happening. Oh my God, yo. Now that right there, that is fucking like, that is an eye-opener. That this is who is fucking making our laws and doing our fucking budgets and protecting our country, and they're out fucking having sex with it's my last story. I mean, I'll take a yeah, goddamn, take a swig, man. Last wig, last story, man. God, yo. Savages. These people are running our fucking. They run the whole fucking country. If we want something fucking fixed, we gotta write a million letters to them just for them to even bring the shit the fuck up at meetings. You know what I mean? At conferences. You know what I mean? We gotta fuck y'all. And this is what they do when they leave said conferences. God, man. Last story, brother. Yo, this is fucked up. Yo, Florida man attacked family with samurai sword. Yeah, it's Florida. Yep, a 59-year-old Florida man is in custody after allegedly attacking his parents and sister with the samurai sword. Then you heard it right, man. A damn near 60-year-old man from Florida is in custody after allegedly attacking his parents and sister with a samurai sword. I mean, and how the fuck do you get a samurai sword? Gary Dwayne St. Aubin Campbell, that's why you get a samurai sword. Because a name like that, you're gonna have to fucking protect yourself. Has been charged with 2 counts of attempted first-degree homicide and 1 count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after an incident. Yo, I thought when they sold fucking, yo, I thought because they used to sell samurai swords at the flea market, which is now Lowe's Theaters, you know what I mean, and in New Brunswick. But they wouldn't be. They can fuck you up, but they're not like samurai, like cut a kiwi in half, like samurai. You know what I mean? Like, so it'll take like some fucking force, or unless you, wow. You know what I mean? Unless you sharpened it. I don't know if you sharpened it, or I don't know. One count of aggravated battery and with a deadly weapon after an so we got 2 counts of attempted first degree homicide, 1 count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after an incident Wednesday morning at a home in Sanford, about 25 miles north of Orlando. Damn. Someone called 911. Campbell at the home called 911. They said when they get there, they will find out what happened. Jesus Christ. He is pacing outside the house. 3 of his family members were inside with stab wounds. Two were in critical condition, and his parents suffered massive injuries with blood loss, according to the Sentinel. God damn, what the fuck did they say to you to fucking make you so mad? You 60 years old, motherfucker. First off, if you live there, you shouldn't be living there. Now, I mean, at 60. And if they piss you off that bad, if you don't live there, you just tell them all to fuck off and you go to fuck home. Now, I mean, like, oh, God damn. According to an affidavit, Campbell first stabbed his father, then his mother. He stabbed his sister when she tried to intervene. Main investigator said Campbell admitted to stabbing his family members, telling detectives that physical abuse as a child and constant questioning and nagging as an adult prompted rage. Like, damn, yo, physical abuse as a child. Yo, you 60, bro. You should have been got over that shit if you wasn't going to do nothing about it like fucking 40, 50 years ago. If he wasn't going to do shit about it 40 years ago, then you should have fucking just let it go by now as a child. As a child. Oh, God. Campbell is being held in that Seminole County jail without bond. Yo, and they should throw the book at his ass. Like, yo, you still mad at your parents for something that they, to the point where you want to kill them. Not just get it off your chest and just say, I didn't like the way you treated me. You know what I mean? Like back in the day when I was growing up. You know what I mean? Like, nah, to the point where you've been holding that shit for all this time that you bought a samurai sword and you're gonna fucking like Hanzo Hatari. Fucking God damn, yo. Like, yo, these people are crazy, man. Yo. With that, we're gonna wrap it up. I mean, like, yo, I would love to fuck with y'all. How am I on time? Was this shit even recording? Yeah, hour and 13 minutes. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, with that, I'm gonna wrap it up. I got an early appointment tomorrow. I mean, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I mean, just making sure everything's fine. And yeah, staying on top of the shit. But fucking, yeah, man, like, yo, if you fucks with the show, I mean, like, yo, reach out to me, man. Like, at Rise and Shine on Twitter. RYEZNSHYNE. Yes. I mean, see, practice makes perfect, baby. Hit me on Facebook, Avery Johnson. You can see me on Instagram. I mean, see me on Instagram, Taco Me 05, TACOMEAT 05. You know what I mean? I'm gonna try to get one more episode of this fucking Watchmen shit is because it is addictive. And Regina King goes hard. I mean, and the story is just so motherfucking, it's engulfing. It envelops you. Know what I mean? And especially if you're already familiar with the Watchmen. Know what I mean? The references to the originals and like, yeah, they tie it in. They tie it in perfectly. Know what I mean? So, yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Amen. Love you guys. Amen. Peace.